Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 11. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness for us, O Lord. We come before you, Lord, and we want to hear your word. We want to hear your voice. We want to acknowledge your goodness and your faithfulness, O Lord, into our life, O Lord. Lord, I pray that for everyone, O God, that you'll hear the message, O God. Let the message bring healing, hope, help, and wholeness that come from you, Father. I pray for restoration. I pray for deep understanding. I pray for that you touch each and every one, heart and mind, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master, for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for you are a great God, and there is no one like you. We bless you, Master. Anoint me, O God, and help me to deliver the message in the way that you want it to be. We bless you, Master. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Jesus was speaking, and he was speaking the word of God, preaching the word of God by the lake, and there was a large crowd around him. The scripture that we read just now, the first word of that scripture is say, one day, for us, it is just a routine day. For us, it's just an ordinary day. Today is like yesterday, and today will be like tomorrow. The same, and there will be no changes, no grace, there is no hope. But that day, and this day, this very day that now you are hearing the message, is the day that the Lord had ordained for you to receive His grace and to be refreshed and get revived and rejuvenated and get acclaiming and proclaiming the goodness of the Lord in your life. This day is the day that the Lord has made. This day, the day that you will be changed and you will be transformed in the name of Jesus. That this day, as you hear the message, as you put your heart with the Lord, this day will be never like yesterday. It will not be like an ordinary day. It will not be a day just would pass by 24 hours and I finish my routine and I sleep and I'm waiting for the next day. No, this day will be a special. One day that Jesus would enter your life, it will completely change you. It will bring you from despair to hope. It will bring you from that to be a pessimistic person toward an optimistic person. A day that would change your mind from a negative thinking and negative attitude toward a positive thinking and positive attitude. A day that you have no hope. Today that you will be fully assured and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He can do in your life. The Lord was with a large number of people that speak that with the people crowding around him and they were listening, but the Lord was looking. He was not only satisfied with the people, but he was looking and finally he saw two boats at the edge of the lake, and there were, he saw also a fisherman. So he one eye is on the crowds, and his mind is concentrating on them to give them the word of God, but the other eyes and part of his mind is moving, and he have concern for two boats on shore. See here, they were not part of the crowd, but God, the heart of God is moving toward them. He want to help them. He want to help those people, and that is now today the message for you. You may say that no one is caring for me. I am busy with my work. I am in my room. I am in my accommodation. I am in my problem. I have difficulty and I have trouble today, and I am miserable whole night. I am working. There is no use. There is no fish. There is no income. There is no hope for me and my responsibility and my trouble and my trials. Who is thinking about me? Today the Lord is thinking about you. Today is the Lord moving toward you. It is very beautiful things here, the description in the scripture. He say he got into one of the boats that belonged to Simon. So he did not lose the crowd. The Lord Jesus moved. He was moving, and he was moving, and the crowd is moving toward him. And he took his step into the one of the boat that belonged to Simon Peter. Today, Jesus is taking his step into your room, into your house, into your office, into your car, wherever you are. Jesus is moving into your place. He wants to bless you. You may ask. You may ask why the Lord Jesus, he chose the boat of Simon Peter. In verse 3, he say he got into one of the boats, the one belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. You may say the Lord was in need for a place to sit down. Well, you are right. You may say that the Lord, he was surrounded by crowded people, and they were pressing on him. He wanted a distance so he can preach in a comfortable way. That is good. That you may say that is right, but that is not the reason that Jesus entered into the boat of Simon. He was not entering there because he was in need. He was entering there for another purpose. Here today, you listen very well. Many people, they think that when the Lord entered their life, oh, God wants to use my job, God wants to use my house, God wants to use my room. God does not want to use you. God wants to bless you. That is the main reason. He does not need Peter or his boat. The primary reason for the Lord to move toward Peter, and the primary reason that the Lord is moving toward you today, because he wants to help you. Because he wants to help you. And the first thing that he spoke to Peter, he said to him, he asked him to put out a little from shore. Peter, that day, it was a sour day for him. It was a solemn day. If you want to know why, from the scripture, there's a lot of reason. Whole night he was working, tired. There's no fish. There's no catch. There's no money. And we have here that he is the one who is responsible on the boat, responsible on the people, on the boat. Those people, they have families. The Bible tells that Peter have a wife. He has a family. He have responsibility. Those people with him most likely have responsibility, as you are having responsibility. As myself, I have responsibility, and we need a source of income. We need a fish in the net. We need to come back to our family, to our houses, with an income so that we can live. In addition to that, listen to this. Simon Peter, they have a partner, and he's responsible on the other boat also as a partner. They were whole night together, but there was no fish. And here today, the Lord, in the middle of all that, the Lord is entering the life of Simon Peter. The Lord, in his mind, he does not want to use. He is not after the boat of Peter. He is not after your office. He is not after your car. He is not after your home. He is not after your time. He is not after your nets. He is not after the seed that you give to him. He is after you to bless you today. Wherever you are, hear and believe that the Lord is after you today. He is running after you. He is reaching you in the corner that you are in right now. In your trouble, he wants to take you out, and he wants to bless you. Simon Peter, he kept quiet. he was happy that the Lord had entered his boat. The whole night they were walking, as you are walking, and that is the time that the Simon Peter and his friend, they are checking the nets, washing them. When they wash the net, they would check when there's holes, they have to repair it, because they were asking why there's no fish, why we did not catch any fish. Maybe there's a hole, maybe we were in the wrong place to fish. But they were checking the nets, and this is the time they were so tired. It may be a 10 hours work or 12 hours duty work for them. That is the time that they need now to go home. They put their head on the pillow and they will sleep. At this time, the Lord enter into his life, and he asked him to put from shore little bit from shore, 1 meter or 2 meter or 3 meter, so I can sit and I can teach the people. Simon get silent, he accepted. You may also accept, but you are tired. It's time for you to sleep. Oh Lord, you may say in your heart, oh Lord, your word is good, I like to listen, but I am tired. Please, maybe other time I want to go to sleep. Simon Peter, he kept quiet because he loved the Lord as you are. He loved the word. He loved the Lord, and he loved the word of God as you are. You love the Lord and you love the word of God, but I need a solution for my problem. I need a solution. There is no fish, Lord. In your heart you may say, my bucket is empty. Lord, I am waiting for an answer. Lord, your word I honor, but your word, it must be a blessing to me, Lord. Lord, I need something for me and for my family and for the people who are with me. That was in the heart of and in the mind of Simon Peter. He was listening, he was working while the Lord is preaching to the people. It's fine, Lord, you can preach your word, but Lord, my problem, what I will do with my problem? In verse 4, when he had finished speaking, the Lord said to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Now after he finished, the Lord is preaching in his sermon, he said to Simon Peter, now Simon, you get deep into the water and put your nets there. Do you think that's an easy command of the Lord? For those people who are whole night, they were working, no sleep, tired, no fish, nothing. Do you think that is easy? Do you know how many hours they need to go to the deep and they will put the nets? How many hours? At least it took 4 to 6 or maybe more. And the thing is, there's no hope. We whole night we tried. There's no fish. You want me again to go 6 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours. Again, Lord, I cannot, Lord. That's in your heart. That's in your heart. And that is the what was in the mind and the heart also of Simon Peter. He told him, Master, we work hard all night and have not got anything. He told him, we work hard, Lord, but we did not get. Simon Peter, he loved the Lord, and he was ashamed to say to him no, what he told him. But because you say so, I will let it down the net. He said, just because I cannot say to you no, Lord. But Lord, really I don't have faith. Really I am down. I cannot believe it. With you this word from you, the last time, Lord, you will tell me, you go and do it and it will be happen. Oh God, I would do it, not because I have faith, but I would do it because I love you. And that's what you are now. You love the Lord, you believe in the Lord, but you don't have the faith that the Lord will do it for you this day. But believe. In the word of God that we have read, say in verse 6, when they have done so, they caught such a large number of fish. When they have done so, when they obey the word of God, when they obey the instruction of the Lord, The same for you. If you obey the instruction and the word of God and the command of the Lord to you today, you will catch large amount of fish. Your nest will be filled with fish. Your income, your resources will come back to you with a blessing. But that the blessing will not come if you are on shore. But the blessing will come when you are deep. Listen to me very well. There are two types of Christians. Two types of Christians. All of them, they love the Lord. But there are two types. There's those who are staying at shore. Those, if the Lord said to them, put your boat little from shore, 2-3 meters. Okay, Lord, that is no problem. We can do this. But we are not willing to go with you into the deep water. If you are not willing to go with the Lord to the deep water, then your nest will be always empty and you will not get anything. Listen to this very well. The first type of a Christian, those Christians who are compromising, who are just offering the little things that they can, that's what just we offer whatever we can, whatever we want to give, we can give. But don't ask me to go deep with the command of God. Don't ask me to go deep with the instruction of the Lord. You will not get the plenty and the prosperity that the Lord had promised in His word. Only those, the second type of a Christian, who are willing to go with the Lord where He wants them to go. Even they are tired, even they caught nothing, even there is no hope, there's the thing that's surrounding them contradict what is going on, but they have faith in the Lord. As they do and as they obey His word, the blessing will flow into their lives. Hallelujah. If you keep playing safe as a Christian, we are Christian. If we have time, we can go to church. If we have time, we can read the Bible. If we have some money, we can give. If we want to offer something, it is up to us. If we want to obey this command or this command, we can see and we can discuss, but we cannot promise. I cannot promise you. I cannot promise you, Lord, but you know I love you. You know how much I love you, Lord. But please, Lord, keep me on shore. I don't like to go into the risk or take the risk for you. I will tell you the truth. You will not get the blessing. Take it from me. If you will not go with the Lord and His command, as Simon Peter go, even he does not have the faith, but he say, I will do it. I will do it, Lord, because you have said it to me. And I tell you something. The Lord was speaking to the whole crowd. But when he spoke to Simon, he called him by name. He spoke to him specifically. He does not speak to him as he does not know him. He spoke to him something only related to Simon. And I believe that every one of you, every one of us, God had spoke to him certain thing that the Lord will going to bless you and going to comfort you and be with you as you obey Him and walk in your way. The Lord has spoke to you something, and you need to do it. If you're going to do it, then the blessing of the Lord will be fulfilled in your life. The blessing of the Lord will come when you obey the command of God and you will obey the will of God in your life. Say, praise the Lord for that. Yes, Lord. Lord, I pray as they will obey you, Lord, as they will proclaim your goodness, O God, as they will obey the command of the Lord. I pray, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will bless them, you take care of them, and you guide them with your grace and your mercy, Lord, and you will perform all what you had promised to them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.